Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for March 27th, 2024. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Just announced, Korn are headed to the Xfinity Center in Mansfield, Massachusetts with Gojira and Spirit Box on Saturday, September 21st. Tickets go on sale to the general public this Friday, March 29th at 10 a.m. Eastern. Korn are playing 25 dates on their North American tour that kicks off in Tampa, Florida on September 12th and wraps up 6 weeks later in St. Paul, Minnesota. The band have also announced they're headlining a show at BMO Stadium in Los Angeles to celebrate their 30th anniversary in October. That show is already sold out. A feature-length, in-depth look at one of the world's most successful rock bands, Nickelback, is going to tell the story of their humble beginnings in Alberta to the explosive global success of How You Remind Me in 2001 and the record-breaking hits that followed and continue to this day. The film is also going to take a look at the online negativity and the waves of Nickelback hate that followed. The movie is called Hate to Love Nickelback and is set to screen in theaters for only 2 days, today, March 27th, and March 30th. You can go to nickelbackfilm.com for details. During a recent appearance on the latest episode of Drinks with Johnny, the internet TV show hosted by Avenged Sevenfold bassist Johnny Christ, Zakk Wylde spoke about his involvement with the reformation of Pantera, saying, quote, "Yeah, we just got together and did some rehearsals down in New Orleans, and we've been rolling ever since. We just did Madison Square Garden. It was great. So just looking out every night and seeing people taking a trip down memory lane, the people that have seen the original Pantera." When Phil says every night, he just says how many people this is their first time seeing Pantera, and all the young people that never got a chance to see him raise their hands. It's just really a beautiful thing. Bruce Springsteen and his manager John Landau are involved in the making of a new narrative feature film about the creation of Nebraska. Deadline and Variety are reporting that actor Jeremy Allen White, the star of The Bear and The Iron Claw, is reportedly in talks to portray Bruce Springsteen. According to the online report, Scott Cooper is directing and writing the film. The movie is reportedly titled Deliver Me From Nowhere and is adapted by Warren Zane's book of the same name. The list of musicians and actors appearing in the long-awaited This Is Spinal Tap sequel continues to grow. Lars Ulrich from Metallica, Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Fran Drescher are all now reportedly making an appearance in the forthcoming mockumentary. Drescher is reprising her role as publicist and hostess with the mostest, Bobby Fleckman. Other additions include Don Lake from The Bonnie Hunt Show, John Michael Higgins from Best of Show, Jason Acuna from Jackass, Nina Conti from Family Tree, Griffin Matthews from The Flight Attendant, Kerry Godleman, Chris Addison, and comedian Brad Williams. Paul Schaefer is set to return as the record label promotion rep, Artie Fufkin, and previously announced cameos from Sir Elton John, Sir Paul McCartney, Questlove, Garth Brooks, and Trisha Yearwood are also expected. Production on the film has already begun in New Orleans. The original Spinal Tap movie was released 40 years ago this month in March of 1984. In a new interview with producer and YouTuber Rick Beato, Tool drummer Danny Carey spoke about the evolution of the band's songwriting process, saying in 1989 and 90, they would just all get in a room together and just jam out, and songs would come together really quickly. Saying the way we write, it's all just kind of piecemealing jams together. He said it's painstaking, but the end result is where we're all completely committed to our parts And we all have a belief in what we're playing because it's been through a filter, so it's good in that way. Then, once we get there, though, then we lay it out on Maynard. We'll make some adjustments, of course, if he wants to dig in and sing another verse or extend the things, saying, quote, we're flexible. Danny Carey also said that the band has just finished remixing Anima for a vinyl reissue. And Creed are getting ready to embark on their first headlining shows in over a decade. And Kraft Recordings is celebrating the recently reunited band with their first wide vinyl release of their multi-platinum-selling Greatest Hits collection. Originally issued in 2004 as a limited edition pressing, the 13-track compilation spans the Grammy and American Music Award-winning band's first three albums and features chart-topping hits like Higher, One Last Breath, With Arms Wide Open, and My Sacrifice. The new Greatest Hits collection on vinyl from Creed arrives on May 24th. And Elf Cosmetics and Liquid Death are coming together to launch Corpse Paint, a new black metal-inspired makeup collection in a coffin-shaped box, with Chief Marketing Officer for Elf Beauty saying, quote, we had a lot of fun and a lot of laughter bringing Corpse Paint to life, pun intended. You can go to the Elf Cosmetics website to pre-order your coffin. And new releases expected on Friday, Deep Purple's Machine Head, the Super Deluxe Edition, featuring remixes by Dweezil Zappa, Pussifer, A Perfect Circle, and Primus, the Sasanta EPPP, and Sum 41's final studio album, Heaven by Hell. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to the Mistress Carey podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 199, featuring Chris Jericho from Fozzy, is available now.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.